Next point, the third approach. This approach uses the subcolor SV3 decomposition, where the acronym means singular value decomposition. Decomposizione ai valori singolari. Composition.
The formal proof of the existence of this kind of decomposition. The formal proof is a bit boring. It must be made by induction on one of the two sizes of the matrix A. First of all, how this decomposition is made? Again, we start from a general matrix, general rectangular matrix, M by N.
The composition is made of three matrices. The first is called U, the second sigma, the third V to the H. As you see, by looking at the sizes of these three matrices, the first and the third of them are square matrices because they are required to be unitary. M by N, the first, M by N, the second. The sensor matrix, sigma, is rectangular with the same sizes as A and is diagonal.
Due to the property of being general rectangular, the diagonal starts from the one position and ends on the n position. So there are n zero rows besides the other zero entry in the upper rows of the sigma matrices. The diagonal entries of sigma are called sigma 2, lowercase, sigma 1, sigma 2, sigma n. They are real while u and v, both unitary, the first n by n, the second n by n, defined in the complex field, the number sigma sub I appearing along the main diagonal of capital sigma are real, are in non-increasing order, non-increasing order. So I simply mean they are ordered as real numbers and they are non-negative. Well, this decomposition resembles the spectral decomposition. You know
that diagonalizable matrix A, if A is
square.
And diagonalizable, it can be seen as the product of U square, the diagonal square, the inverse of U. But the matrix U in this case is not necessarily unitary. But you know also, because we have seen, we have introduced to the important class of normal matrices, we know that A, besides being square, is also normal. If A is a normal matrix, we know that it is diagonalizable by means of unitary transformation. So in this case, A can be written as U, D, U, each where U is unitary. Is this the same of the SVD decomposition that we have just introduced? For SVD, we have A equal to U sigma V to the power H, with the addition. Not exactly why. U and U, unitary, it is fine. We have another unitary matrix. In this case, one is the transpose, the conjugate transpose of the other. D is diagonal, but it is not, in the normal case, necessarily real with positive, non-negative entries. D is the diagonal matrix made up with the eigenvalues of A. Where the normal matrix in general has complex eigenvalues, not necessarily real, neither not negative. But it is possible, this is a simple remark, it is possible to simply, easily, obtain from the spectral decomposition, this is the classical spectral decomposition, the, for this case, the SVD decomposition, it is sufficient to replace, in this position, another diagonal real non-negative matrix, which can be obtained by considering the moduli of the matrix D multiplied by I need the inverse of D, and some eigenvalue can be zero. So, I put here a matrix E defined as diagonal E sub I, where the diagonal entry is the modulus of the generic eigenvalue and For all the indices, there is no problem. So here I put matrix D as I had written, and put here matrix A such that the product of these two makes D. So this matrix is again diagonal. It will be a phase matrix defined as the inverse lambda divided by its modulus for the non-zero eigenvalues and 1 if the corresponding eigenvalue is 0. So when here I have 0, here I have 1, so the value, the correct value 0 is obtained. When here I have a non-zero entry, I multiply this term by the modulus, and I get the correct value of lambda sub I. So this works, and effectively I obtain a matrix real, non-negative. This is unitary, and also this is unitary since E is a phase matrix, is unitary and diagonal.
Yeah. Is this to compute the spectral decomposition with a normal?
What I'm doing, I'm showing you how the SVD decomposition can be obtained in a very particular case, A square and normal, from the spectral decomposition, which is the usual decomposition involving eigenvectors and eigenvalue that you know. You know that in this very special case, the matrix A, due to the characterizing property of normal matrices, can be factorized as eigenvectors, eigenvalues, diagonal, and the conjugate transpose of the eigenvector matrix. But this is not what we want, because the central matrix must be, yes, diagonal. This is diagonal. But in general, for a general normal matrix, the eigenvalues are not necessarily real. So I must modify this decomposition with the aim to obtain, instead of D, another real positive non-negative matrix, which can be chosen as the modulus of D. The modulus of D is the matrix, the diagonal matrix made up with the moduli. Is this of the eigenvalues. To maintain the spectral decomposition here, I must put another matrix such that this by this, the modulus of D by E makes the original diagonal matrix of the eigenvalues. The choice, the simplest choice, is this. I must have modulus of the generic eigenvalues multiplied by the corresponding number, the diagonal number which appears here, must give the generic eigenvalue without the modulus. So I can write this, but this makes no sense if lambda I is 0.
So for non-zero eigenvalues, I can assign to the diagonal entry of E this value. When the eigenvalue is zero, which is possible, I put here the value 1. In the second case, I would have here 0 by 1 equal to 0. So the equality is satisfied. But this this is a very particular case. Just think of the case of A rectangular. If A is rectangular, the spectral decomposition does not exist because the eigenvalues are defined also only for square matrices. So I need a general proof of the existence of this decomposition. The role of this decomposition for in our problem, in the linear least square problem, we will see it next time, tomorrow, that the solution, the minimum, the interest of this decomposition is given by the fact that the minimum norm solution of the linear least square problem, linear least square LLS is often written problem, can be written, I could say naturally, can be expressed in a natural, in a very straight fashion, in terms of U, sigma, V, and the known term of the given linear system, B. Before proving the existence, we need, till now we have used for this problem the norms, the two norm, always apply to vectors. The norm of the residual, the norm of difference of various terms. When using SVD, we need to extend the notion of norm, the notion of inducent, matrix norm, to extend to rectangular matrices. Extension to there is no problem. Since the definition which was given for an inducer matrix norm, inducer is referred to sum by some vector norm, the general definition has again sense, makes again sense, because the definition is norm of the matrix A, rectangular, say, is the maximum of the, here I write V to stress the fact that this is a vector norm, the numbers obtained by applying the vector norm to the vectors A by X, where X is has vector norm equal to 1. This was the general definition. There is no problem to consider a rectangular matrix instead of a square matrix, X, will belong to C to the N, where A will belong to C to the N. So to be correct, here I am applying the V norm in C to the M, while here I am applying the V norm to another, to vectors which belongs to another space. So I should use different notation, but it is all clear. Let us consider the case of the two norm. This means simply that this vector and this vector are in different vector spaces, but in both spaces I am using the two norm. All the properties of the induced norm are satisfied. In particular, for the two norm, the proof which we gave for the explicit three terms of eigenvalues of the matrix A to the H by A, that is, the induced norm, the induced matrix norm, also for general matrices, is again equal to square root of the spectral radius of this matrix, the coefficient matrix of the normal equation system in our problem. Well, now armiamoci di pazienza. We begin the proof of the existence of the SVD decomposition. The decomposition, if it exists, is not unique. Not is sufficient to put here a phase matrix. Phase matrix if I start from a given SVD decomposition, I insert here the identity matrix as usual, phase matrix. Here I have again unitary by unitary is again unitary, and diagonal by diagonal is again diagonal. There is I have to maintain the property of the new sigma, so let me see here. I have also to modify why this is unitary, but this is not necessarily real. The entries of D are complex, so I have to put here another smaller phase matrix. This is D. This is D. DH. D1. D2. D complex. sigma, real non-negative, in order to have this by this, real and non-negative diagonal and non-negative, I must put here d1 permission, here d1 in order that this is I, and the last term I have here, the last term, okay, all this is all this is this. I write the whole, the entire expression. Here I have V, and here I have U. Summarize U. D, partitioned in this way, the old sigma, B1H, the new U is this, U by D, the new V, BH is this by this, the central three terms multiplied together make again a diagonal rectangular matrix sigma prime whose diagonal entries have the same value of the diagonal entries of the old matrices. So this example shows that the decomposition is not unique in terms of with regard to U and V. In the proof, in the example, but in the correct way, in the proof of the existence, we will see that sigma is unique. The notation, the name of these objects, the values sigma sub I are called singular values. Singular values. The columns of U are called singular left singular vectors, vettori singolari sinistri, left singular vectors, and the columns of V, the third matrix, are called right singular vettori singolari sinistri. I was thinking to begin the proof, but there is not enough time, so I guess you two, we are all a bit tired, so I prefer to stop here, and tomorrow we have sufficient time to make the proof of the existence of this particular decomposition. Other preliminary aspects which can be said in a few words. No, we can stop here. Any questions? Well, domani completiamo con gli aspetti principali e le proprietà di questa decomposizione, soprattutto vedremo perché viene introdotta e quali sono, which are the relevant points of its strength and the frequent use, the frequent uses that this decomposition finds in many important applications. Okay? Thank you.